It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to the Collins Center here on the campus of Baker University in Baldwin City, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball this evening here on K-Radio in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Benedictine, being hosted by Baker. Hello again, everybody. Joseph's our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. Going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Bring you starters, a little insight, and then the tip, the ladies' game. The first of two here tonight, coming up right after this.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back once again to Baldwin City. Going to have you along with us this evening here on Care Radio for college basketball. And you can hear the PA guy. He's down back in the background introducing starters to the crowd on hand. It is a humble crowd. It is a sparse crowd. I'm sure full of energy and enthusiasm and ready to support their respective teams. Here's the starters tonight. First of all, for the Benedictine Lady Ravens and head coach Chad Folsom. Benedictine coming into the ball game tonight at 6-12. They are 3-9 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. For the Lady Ravens tonight, it's going to be Kennedy Nicholson, the 5'6" sophomore guard from Goddard, Kansas, out of Eisenhower High School. You'll have Josie Weiser, the 5'11" junior from Northville. She was out of Jefferson County North. Out of Verona, Missouri, 5'10" senior, Twyla Carasquillo. Jennifer Jacobs, she played her high school ball at Capon Mount Carmel in Wichita. She's a sophomore, 6'1". And rounding it out for Benedictson tonight, it'll be Aaliyah Raines from Jet West High School in Meriden. Aaliyah is a 5'8" senior. With that, let's take a look at the starters for the Baker University Lady Wildcats Center. Head coach Tori Murillo. Tori's team is 8-8 overall. And in the conference, they are 4-7. Baker's going to be starting Ainsley Tolson. Ainsley is a 5'9" senior from Trenton, Missouri. A transfer from Avila. Probably no great surprise. Leah Van Wielden from Marion, Iowa. She's a 5'9" senior. You've also got Amina Hadza Janovic from Bosnia. She's a 6'3 player out of Regis University. Sophia Barrett from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, a 6-foot sophomore, and a third 6-foot player for Baker is junior Emma Cunningham. She is out of Andover, Kansas. We're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Benedictine Baker. Ladies game first as the ball goes up the tip of the way. It's going to be controlled down by Baker. Lady Wildcats have the basketball, and we are underway. For Baker, let's just start off with apologies. Kind of hard numbers to see. It is a pale gray uniform with very light orange lettering and trim. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. Baker with the ball up top. Shot clocked at 4, 3, 2, 1. The shot is off at the buzzer. No good. Offensive board pulled down, put up, and put back in for the Lady Wildcats. Knocking it down is going to be Emma Cunningham. Cunningham will have the first 2 points. Now Baker's going to steal the upcourt pass. He'll dish left, feed ball in the middle, and it's loose on the floor. Saved by Twyla. Benedictine losing it, but able to steal it back. The back up court will come. Benedictine with their first offensive possession of the game. Shot is going to go up for Benedictine from in the middle. It's going to be up and good. And Lady Ravens will have their first points of the game, and we are even at 2. 1 minute into the game. Ms. Aaliyah Raines is going to have her first bucket tonight. Back down court with it. Here comes Baker. Right side. Shot is up. No good. Great defense by Twyla underneath there. Gets it away to Josie. Josie to Kennedy and Nicholson into the forward court. Kennedy alternating hands with the dribble. She races up the court, gets it over to Twyla on the right side. Back out on top. It's going to come. And was that a shot clock violation already? No, I don't know what that was. They're going to call Twyla for a turnover. That's what that's going to be. So they're going to say Benedictine turns the basketball over. We're 8:25 to go in the opening quarter. It's a 2-2 ball game here in Baldwin. Wildcats will swing it over to the left side. Handling there is going to be Sophia Barrett. They'll dish it all the way over to the right edge. Weathers has it. Chastity will feed it to the block. Shot is up off the window and good. So we've got back-to-back buckets for the Wildcats by Emma Cunningham. And she's got all 4 Baker points. We're 2 minutes into the game and it is 4-2. Back up court with the basketball. BC. Raines will have it, gets it over to Karis Quillo. Top side is going to go to Weiser. BC works the perimeter a little bit against the player defense employed by Baker in the start of this ballgame. Twyla backs in, changes directions, kicks it over to the left side. We haven't seen JJ put a hand on the ball yet. Surely Baker's aware of her. Now she'll have it. Shots up, partially deflected, and Benedictine's going to turn it over with the shot clock violation. 7:34 to go in the opening quarter. It remains a 4-2 Lady Wildcat lead. Baker flying up the court with it, and it's going to be Ainsley Tolson. Feeds underneath, and once she gets the ball in the lane, Sophia Barrett shovels a foot, turns it over. Benedictine is going to have it back in. Neither team has made a substitution yet. It's 7:26 to play in the opening quarter. BC will come into the forecourt. Driving down is going to be Jacob. She goes up with a shot. It'll be blocked away out of her hands and knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Sophia Barrett. BC will have it back in beneath their goal. 24 on the shot clock, 7:19 to go in the opening quarter. Nicholson looking to bring it in, needs some help, gets it into Josie. She'll square, she'll shoot, it's going to be too strong. And a rebound battle for, we're going to get a jump ball call. Tied up in the middle by Twyla Carasquillo for Benedictine. It'll belong with the alternate possession back again to the Lady Ravens. 7:14 to go, first quarter. The lob comes out on top. Duato's going to take the inbound. Dumps it over to the right side. Jacobs to feed underneath. Reigns horses a shot up in a lot of traffic. No good. And then Reigns swats at the ball, trying to get it freed back up. She's going to pick up her first foul today. So for Aaliyah, it'll be foul number one. It'll be the first foul against either team this evening. It's 7:07 to go in the opening quarter. 4-2, Baker in front. This women's college basketball game. Outlet pass down the floor. Weathers is going to take it all the way to the baseline. Change direction with the dribble. Bring it back off on top to Tolson. Starts left, comes back to the right. Tolson holds it up on the edge. Between the circles down to Van Wielden. Baker working the outside. Keeping the ball above the three-point ring. Shot clock to 10. Into the lane it goes. 13-foot shot is up off the rim one time and good. Counts that bucket for Chastity Weathers. So Weathers is going to have the bucket, and Baker pushes their lead down to 6-2. 6.5 to go in the first. Here's a jumper from the right side for Benedictine. Too strong. And rebounding it back down. Here comes Baker quickly down the right side. They're going to come look to the side of the lane. Feed it off underneath. Little reverse layup. Crossing over and putting it in. The bucket is good. Ainsley Tolson has her first points, and Coach Folsom wants a timeout. Lady Ravens down a half a dozen right out of the gate. We're at 6:12 to go in the first. It is Baker 8, Lady Ravens 2.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benedictine puts the ball in play, coming out of the timeout, and will promptly throw it away. So the Lady Ravens not getting the ball as far as midcourt. The side-to-side pass is errant and goes into the crowd across the way from us. And with 6:04 still to go in the opening quarter, Lady Wildcats with a half-dozen-point lead, and they're going to have the basketball in. Going to walk it up the court and crossing the timeline. Here we go. That is Tolson with the basketball. Comes out on top, Cunningham. Cunningham splashes up to play this high post. They'll swing it back over to the right side and work it out on top again. Back and away, 13 on the shot clock. Way out near the center is going to be Tolson. Reigns with her, plays off a screen, goes all the way down to the baseline right, off the block, the rotation on top. The open three is on its way, off the rim twice, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Kennedy. Nicholson clears the ball down and at 5.5 to go in the opening quarter, Benedictine trailing by 6 comes into the forecourt. Lady Ravens will feed it to the free throw line. Turning, Jacobs passes on the shot, gets it back out on top to Twyla. Here's Josie with it. Benedictine early in the game, it's not getting a lot of shots there. 1 of 6 in the early going. Here's a little reverse layup, and it's up and good. Knocking it down to Leah Reigns, and she has all the Benedictine scoring so far. It is 8-4. And we've got 5 minutes to play in the first. Baker quickly back down into the forecourt. Top side with it is Weathers. Gets it back again to Tolson. BC is stretching their defense about as far as they dare, I suspect. Here's a long three from the right side. Off the mark. Rebounding it down again is going to be Nicholson. Kennedy coming up with a couple of boards. BC down the court. Josie runs and shoots, and she's going to draw the blocking foul. Baker got down the floor quickly, and I genuinely believe they felt that they had gotten into the lane and the Chastity Weathers had gotten set to draw the charge, but that was not the case. Back into the game for Baker, we're going to get Amina Hadza Hujovnik. Free throw, it's up and in. Josie is on the board for the Lady Ravens. At 4:35 to go here in the first. One more shot coming for her. She can get this to a two-point game and does. So Weiser gets them both. It is 8-6. Josie's going to come out of the game. for Benedictine. And the Lady Ravens are going to make a couple of substitutions. Matter of fact, they're going to make more than that. We'll pick them up as we get the chance for BC. Well, the ball is going to be knocked away out of bounds. Let me tell you that in the game now for the Lady Ravens is going to be Raina Jasper. Also in the game for Benedictine, you've got Michaela Bauman. And the driving lamp is going to be up and missed and grounding it out. And getting that rebound is Grace Dixon. Grace is a 6'1 freshman from Manhattan High School, Manhattan, Kansas. Here's a three-point shot. Rains halfway down, rims out, no good. Rebound is batted away. It's lost on the board. Taken away by Benedictine. Lady Ravens with it. Here's Rains with it on the left side. Cross-court pass batted. Going to be saved underneath by Dixon. Grace off on top. Three-point shot. Hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Cleared away by Baker. Sophia Barrett comes up with a basketball, and Benedictine is going to try to steal it away, and we're going to have a foul called. Foul is going to be on Raina Jasper. It will be her first. And back it comes into play for Baker from the backcourt. 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 8-6, Baker. City Wildcats haven't scored in a while. Here's a couple of three steps in from the right side, and that basket is going to be allowed to count. It is Leah Van Wielden picking up her first points of the game, and again, BC down four. With 3:47 to go in the first. Kick cross over to the left side. The shot is up. It's going to roll in. No foul. But give the bucket to Benedictine and Grace Dixon. Little head fake from the top side. Baker will go in. Little one-handed shot. That was a wild shot that just kissed off the window and went in for Ainsley Tolson. 3:15 to go in the first. It's still 12-8. Every time Benedictine scores, it seems like Baker is able to respond and keep this a two-possession lead. The feed will go to Dixon. She'll turn in the lane, puts a shot on its way. It won't go in. The rebound is going to be tossed out of bounds. It'll be off Baker. Into the game now for the Lady Wildcats is going to come Macy Frost. Macy Frost is a 5'7" senior from right here, hometown girl from Baldwin City. BC looks to bring it in. It's going to be lost out of bounds down to the baseline. Slapped by Baker. Ravens going to have it back in at 3:02 to play in the first quarter. Still 12-8. For Benedictine, doing the inbound work will be Raina. Jasper comes out on top. Michaela Bauman over to Rain. Aaliyah will go down the right side of the lane, lose the handle, kick it back over to the right. We got a Baker player who's on the floor trying to crawl off the floor, and we're going to get play interrupted. We got a Baker player. There was no one around her. She just stopped and made a sharp turn, and appears to maybe twisted an ankle or something. They're going to take a little bit of a look at her. That is Sophia Barrett. Back in for Baker is going to come Ainsley Townsend. Here's the inbound play. The running shot on the other end is up and no good. Offensive rebound and a putback is going to be up and in. So Amina will have her first points of the game, and Benedictine trying to get down 14-8. We're down to 2.5 to play. Here in the first, the feed comes in the middle. The jumper's up and way too soft. For a minute, I thought Grace Dixon, who had been found wide open, was going to be able to knock that one down. She did not. And then, as so often happens, she picks up a foul. So Grace is going to have her first personal foul. Benedictine, team foul 4. Baker has only committed one foul so far in the game here today. That is on Chastity Weathers. Back up court with it. Here comes Baker. Riley Wade. In for BC. Here's a feed to the right side. The shot is up, up the right block and in. We're going to say no. Waving that shot off and a foul on Ainsley Tolson. Official comes out and indicates that Ainsley Tolson had reached around and hooked and pushed back. So, here comes Benedictine. BC into the forecourt, swings it around to the left side, way out on the wing, now will come off on top. Jacobs will back into the lane, she's come back into the game. Josie's back in the game, she'll have it on the left side. There's a long three, Josie short. Rebounding it down, Rockett. These two teams met earlier in the season, and Baker won that game in Atchison. Lady Ravens trying to overcome what is now moved to a five-game losing streak. They'd love to get that shaken off and a nice road win here to begin the second half of the conference season. Pass in the middle, stolen by Twyla. Here's Quillo coming up into basketball, and here comes BC. They'll feed it over to the left side, back over to the right. Twyla has it stripped out of her hands, and she gets fouled. Coming to the line for two. The foul is going to be on Macy Frost for Baker. And at the line for BC is going to be Twyla. Set to come into the game now for Benedict, and it'll be Riley Wade. The free throw, Twyla, up and good. She has her first point tonight. We're down to a minute 34 to play, opening quarter. Game moving along at a pretty good pace. Second free throw, good. Twyla with the first 2 points tonight. It is now 14-10. So Riley Wade comes in for BC. I'm not sure, but Benedict and maybe. Are they going to go to some kind of a little zone-type defense? No, it looks like they're going to stay with the player defense. Just had it spread across, waiting for the ball. Now it's going to be stolen away by Twyla. And up with it comes Kennedy Nicholson. A minute 15 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictson trailing by three. Back, or rather by four. Back and forth with the basketball. Riley out on top. That's a long three for Josie. Way off the mark, wide to the right side. We better go back down. Here comes Baker. So far in the ballgame, shooting Benedictson is 3 of 13 and 0 of 4 from outside. Back out on top with it. Lady Wildcats with the ball. You're going to have Macy Frost with it. She'll drive in, goes up, right hand shot, good. Frost will have her first points of the game. Baker's got six different players who have scored already, and it is 16-10. We're in the last minute of the first quarter. Skip pass to the right side. Nicholson feeds it back in the middle. Jennifer Jacobs goes up, gets pushed and fouled. So Jacobs will come to the free throw line, and what is really happening a little bit, I think, for Baker is now they're getting into some foul trouble. That's going to be personal foul number four, team foul four. Weiser coming back out of the game, and back in comes Michaela Bauman. At the free throw line for Benedictson. Looking for her first point of the game is Jennifer Jacobs. This one will not go in. BC was 4-4 at the free throw line prior to that shot. Baker is shooting very well. Second free throw is good. As I mentioned, Benedictson 3 of 14, 21%. Baker 8 of 14, 57% from the floor. Lady Ravens trailing by 5 at 16-11. Shot clock's off with 15 seconds to go in the first. Tolson holds the ball up way up top. Heels in the center circle. Down at 10, down at 9. Now at 8, she starts to move. Cuts to the left side. Reverses. Kicks it back on top. The open three off the screen. Misses. Rebound Benedictson. And the half-court shot is not going to get off in time. We've come to the end of the first. One quarter in the book in Baldwin City. It is the Baker. Lady Wildcats 16, Benedictson 11.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Going to have you back with us again. For Baker, four apiece for Ainsley Tolson and Emma Cunningham. They lead the way. For Benedictson, Jennifer Jacobs, 3 points is the leading number. Following Jennifer, Josie has two, Twyla has two, Aaliyah has two, Grace has two. A lot of those have come at the free throw line. And, by the way, Raina Jasper with one, adding in a free throw a little bit ago. We go to the second quarter, 16-11. Driving shot from the left side is around and around, and it is good. And Baker is going to extend their lead with the first possession of the second quarter. It is now 18-11. Lady Wildcats. Ainsley Tolson will have her sixth point tonight and now leads all scorers in the ballgame. Here comes Benedictine. Over to the left side is going to be Nicholson. Stops beside the free throw line. Feeds into the middle. Jacobson. She is going to be fouled on the floor. Baker continues to pick up fouls. This is going to be the second one, as I have it, and they'll agree on Ainsley Tolson. With 9:20 to go in the first half, Benedictine bringing it in play down to their baseline. It comes into Twyla. Over to the right side, Ravens come back off on top. Kennedy will go three. It's going to be wide to the left side. Rebound to go back down is Baker. And now the Ravens are going to force a turnover. BZ's going to get it back in the backcourt. Hear the horn. They bring somebody in. Oh, the official's checking on me. Shot clock reset. Making sure that everybody's on the same page. Aaron is here. You probably heard that in the background. He's everywhere. 18-11. The scoop pass. Oh, a beautiful pass from Nicholson. The skip pass through the lane and Jennifer Jacobs for two. Her fifth points of the game, 18-13. BC battling up with the Lady Wildcats, who are an 8-8 team coming in this evening. 8:50 to go in the first half, 18-13. Baker up five. Back out of top, it goes to Amina. They'll start to the right, back to the left, back and into the lane, twisting, turning, shot high off the window, good, and the trick to that was Mia Van Wielden turned and kicked the ball really high at the top of the square. Got the good angle on it, allowing it to fall down, straight down, and through the rim. 20-13. Benedictine again, trailing up by seven. 8:20 to go. Here's a turnaround shot from the left side of the lane, and Jennifer Jacobs has found the range. She is at seven now. 20-15, Baker. Wildcats have the ball. It's on the floor. Ravens are going to reach in and tie it up. Nicely done by Benedictine's Michaela Bauman. And back into the game will come for Benedictine. Coming in is going to be Rains. And also coming in for the first time today is going to be Kiana Herrera. Kiana Herrera, the 5'11 freshman from Bishop LeBlanc up in St. Joe, Missouri. 8:11 to go, first half. Benedictine trailing by five and in control of the basketball. Here comes Nicholson. Gets it over to Herrera. Now over to the left side to Bauman. Out on top. Rains wanted the three, and the defender got in front of her, and she pulled it back down, thought better of it, showing that senior experience. Now driving right, Kennedy with three defenders around her. The shot is deflected. Outlet down the floor. Here goes Tolson. Gets it. Ainsley Tolson with eight. 22-15. So Benedictine, after battling so hard for that shot attempt, the other way in the fast break makes for a quick, easy shot. And now BC will turn it over with the travel. Coach Folsom wanting a timeout. Does it? I think we will do it with them. Let's take a break. 7:31 to go. We're in the opening half. It is Baker's Lady Wildcats 22, Benedictine 15.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and disc pumps. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
With 7.5 minutes to go in the opening half, Benedictine finds itself trailing by seven. They have been down by seven a couple of times already in the game, but Baker with the basketball looking to assume their largest lead of the evening. The Benedictine shooting has improved just a little bit. Here's a baseline layup. It's going to be up and in. And that bucket by Emma Cunningham, her 6 point. Baker pushing to a 24-15 lead now, up 9. 7-11 to go before halftime. BC's going to have to find its offense. Lady Ravens 5 of 18 shooting the ball tonight. Baker's 12 of 19, hitting 63% of their shots. Can't shoot that all night. Here's a pass down to the baseline. The Ravens are going to turn it over. However, neither team has hit a 3 yet this evening. 0 for 6 for Benedictine, 0 for 3 for the Lady Wildcats. Baker with the ball over to the right side. Bit of a head fake, thinking about the 3 there. No, not going to do that. 6:40 to go in the half. Shot clock to 13. Baker has it way out wide on the right side. It's nice to see Sophia Barrett back in the game. She went down a minute ago. Looked like she twisted an ankle, but healed fast. Doing good. Back out on the floor again. BC is going to bring Josie Weiser back into the game. Also, back in for Benedictine. Player getting some valuable experience, Raina Jasper. Herrera with it. Gets it over to Josie. Goes back door. The shot is up, but it won't fall in. Offensive rebound goes up, won't go in. Baker coming up the floor with it. The Benedictine shooting percentage continues to struggle. 6:15 to play in the half. Wildcats work around to the left side. That is going to be Macy Frost with the basketball. Her pass down to the baseline is loose, and it's going to be stolen by Benedictine. Leah Raines, she has it stolen back. Baker has it. Emma Cunningham launches it off on top into the hands of Macy Frost, and with 5:55 to go in the half, Baker back with 23 on the shot clock, in control of the basketball, leading it by 9. Double-digit lead is what they want. They swing it over to the left. Van Wielden back out on top. It goes Cunningham. The feed to the right block. Into the lane it goes. The shot is up. Missing and a rebound to Josie. Here comes Weiser. She's going to bring it up the floor herself. Down the court. She's 1-on-3. Back behind her. It's going to go to Rain. Out on top, Josie. Head fakes her defender. Pulls up the 16-footer. Can't get it to fall. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be Cunningham. 5:20 to go in the opening half. Still a 24-15 Baker lead. Up the floor, Sophia Barrett. She'll dish it to the left side. Chastity Weathers. Weathers in a one-hand, underhand push pass to the top of the key. And now they've drawn the Benedictine defense way up. There was nobody for a little bit below the free throw line. Now you get a couple of Ravens sagging down there. Jasper goes down, and also going down there is Josie, and a feed into the middle, and another bucket for Emma Cunningham. She's having a huge game. That is 8 for Emma. 26-15, Benedictine down 11. 4:44 to go in the half. Baseline jump shot up 2 stops. And on the look of the rebound, collision, a foul on Raina Jasper. Or rather, Kiana Herrera. It's on Herrera. Benedictine is going to bring 3 starters back into the game. So we'll just reset that 5. You've got Jennifer Jacobs out there, Twyla Karis Quillo's out there, Josie Weiser on the floor. I've also got Kennedy Nicholson, and for Benedictine rounding it out is going to be Raina Jasper. Raina, the sophomore from Garnett, Kansas. We might be closer to Garnett than to Atchison from here. I'm not sure. It's got to be pretty close, pretty near middle. 4:20 to go in the half. Baker with the basketball, up 11 right now. He'll go to the right side of the free throw line. Pass there, and he's stolen by Twyla. Twyla Karis Quillo does such a great job of being aware of their surroundings, anticipating these passes, coming up with some nice steals. There's a good block out on top. Not a block, a screen. Blocking his football. That was just a screen. Shot goes up for BC and it won't go in. Rebound Baker. Benedictine is getting one and out on their possessions. Rebound so far. 12 for Baker. 8. Now 13 for Baker. 8 for Benedictine. 3:45 to go in the half. Rock has a feed to the middle. Back onside. Here's an open 3. Got it. There's the first one of the game. And it's scored amazingly by Baker, who doesn't score a lot of 3. 3-point shot for the Lady Wildcats. Macy Frost. Here's a Raven 3. No. Rebound. Back the other way. Here comes Baker. Macy Frost with 5 points, and Baker leads by 14. And the Wildcats are going to travel. If you look out there, begging to get out of the game is Emma Cunningham. She's pulling on her shirt. She looks like she's run a marathon or something, kind of gasping for air. You know, it was 6:02, Joseph, but you didn't know that for sure. 3:15 to go, first half. 29-15. Baker in front. Benedictine just got to get some points on the board. 15 points with 3 minutes to go in the half. Over to the right side, it'll come to Jacobs. Jennifer's had a pretty good game. Her shot in the middle is no good. It's going to be out of bounds back to BC. Shot clock at a dozen. 29-15, Baker. Benedictine with Nicholson, Jasper, Weiser, Karis Quilliman, Jacobs right now. Out on top, it comes to Kennedy. She wants to take that three, but just won't go with it. And then trying to drive into the middle, Jasper travels with the basketball, and the Ravens are going to give it back. Benedictine, that is their ninth turnover of the game. And here comes Lady Wildcat offense. Taking it to the right side of the lane. Now the feet under the bucket. Shot is up, no good. And reaching around from behind, kind of a bear hug from behind by Amina, who will give her her first foul tonight. So Benedictine coming up the court with the basketball. Down to 2:46 to go in the half, finding themselves down some 14 points. BC will go to the right side. Backing in is Karis Quillo. Pass out on the top. It's going to go right through the wickets between the ankles of Jennifer Jacobs. Picked up by Baker. And the upcourt pass, JJ is going to slap it out of bounds. 2:23 to go in the half. Still a 29-15 lead for Baker. Don't have any trends here, but I could tell you the last time Benedictine scored was at 8 minutes, so BC has not scored in 5.5 minutes now. Driving the right side, the shot off the glass, no good. The follow-up is in. Amina with two more. 31-15, Lady Ravens trail by 16 right now. And we've got 2:04 to go first half. Benedictine looking for some points. Here's Jennifer, spins and twists and scores. Jacobs. She's got 9 points. It's 31-17. With a minute 50, here's a three from deep on the right side. It's up and good. Sophia Barrett's first bucket tonight. 34-17. And we've got a minute 40 to go. Alley-oop underneath and Nicholson's pass. He was looking for Jacobs, hoping that she was going to cut to the baseline, but that's not what happened to the ball. As it got into the middle of the lane, was too high and too far out of her reach, and Benedictine's going to turn it over again. Riley Wade comes back into the game. There's a minute and a half to go in the half. Baker has the ball, leading at 34-17. Baker's going to walk it up here, crossing over to the right side. Emery Joseph is out there. We have not seen her yet today. Over the years past, we've seen Emery in a lot of these games. Emery is a senior, 5'3". Back over to the right side is going to be Barrett. She put up a 17-footer and knocks it in. 17-foot shot, Sophia Barrett, 36-17. We've got a minute to go in the half. Benedictine does not want to go down 20 at halftime. Here's a shot in the middle for Josie. Could not get it to fall. Benedictine rebounds it down. Riley Wade in the middle. Jacobs. Shot blocked. Got fouled. For BC, it will be two free throws.
It's the Ravens.
That is the first foul of the game for Baker, Sophia Barrett. And Sophia will come out of the game and back in for Baker. Let's change that. In for the first time tonight for Baker is going to come Haley Numrich. Haley's a freshman from Blue Valley Southwest High School. The first free throw here is up for Jennifer, and it's no good. Jacobs is 1 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. This one is going to be up and in, making it 36-18. And we've got 41 seconds to go before half. Baker will walk it up the floor, patiently taking it down the left side. Joseph has it. Emery will change hands, change directions, go to the left side. And there's an illegal screen set. sliding up to the top, trying to clip Kennedy Nicholson. The foul is going to be on Weathers, her second of the game. Shot clock's off. Benedictine has the basketball. 28 seconds to go in the half. They trail by 18 points. Here's Weiser. Raymond's going to run motion. BC back off on top. Kathleen Stanley is in the game now for Benedictine. Kicks it out to the point. Driving in Riley Wade. Stutter steps, misses the shot. Back up with it. Baker. The half-court shot at the buzzer off the rim. We're going to halftime. Lady Ravens have plenty to talk about. We'll be back to kind of summarize the scoring and maybe a little of that as they go to the locker rooms in Baldwin City. It's the Baker Lady Wildcats 36, Benedictine 18.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Hey, good to have you back with us here in Baldwin City, Kansas. The two teams have left the court, gone to the locker rooms, and it's a halftime where Lady Wildcats and Baker have exploded to a 36-18 intermission lead. We'll recap that first half scoring for you. First of all, for the Lady Wildcats, 8 points for Emma Cunningham and 8 points for Macy Frost. You've got Ainsley Tolson with a half a dozen. 4 apiece then for Chastity Weathers and Leah Van Wilden and Emma Hadjohovnik. 2 for Sophia Barrett. For Benedictine, double figures already. Jennifer Jacobs, she's got 10. In fact, Jennifer scored all 7 Benedictine's second quarter points. After her 10, it drops to 2 for Josie and Twyla and Aaliyah and Grace. And that's the end of the Ravens scoring. Short list. Checking the fouls in the first half. Baker has Tolson and Weathers with 2 apiece. No one else with more than 1. For Benedictine, Reigns has 2 fouls. NBC only has 1 foul apiece on Dixon, Jasper, and Herrera. So Benedictine not getting in any foul trouble, but they're also not getting any of their shots to fall. And here's a problem. For Benedictine, it's a numbers deal. Okay, you're not shooting really well. Okay, 6 of 29, you're hitting 20%. Baker, on the other hand, is shooting a ridiculous number. 17 of 27, 63%. You say a team can't shoot that all night long? Well, I thought that at the end of the quarter where they were over 60%, and now I'm saying it again at the end of the half where they're at 63%. From the outside, Benedictine can get no colder. They're 0 for 7, 3-point shooting in the ballgame. That said, we've still got a second half to play. Lady Ravens looking to bounce back, and we'll be here to share all of that with you. We're going to take a bit of a break right now. Intermission in Baldwin City. It's the Baker Lady Wildcats 36, Benedictine 18. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's got a halftime that you can't wait to hear.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, You will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you on this Thursday evening for this unusual Thursday night Benedictine Ravens basketball game series. We will return to the Lady Ravens as they take on Baker in just a moment. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got the Valley Falls Boys Tournament from Valley Falls, Kansas. At 6 o'clock, we'll have ACCHS versus Oskaloosa. Tune in at 7:30 for Valley Falls versus Rossville. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens Athletics as we've got the Ravens playing host to Park. The games have been rescheduled to high noon and 2 p.m. If you have tickets for these games or if you want to listen to them right here at Hot Country 93.7, please make a note that we will be beginning the women's game at 12 noon this Saturday, with the men to follow sometime right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with basketball scores as I have them.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olays? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we have reached halftime in almost all of the games in action tonight. We have 5 minutes and 12 seconds left in the first half of the Mid-American Nazarene Central Methodist game. Central Methodist is currently leading 35 to Mid-American Nazarene's 19. At the half, it is Peru State by 2 points over Mount Mercy. Peru State's got 30 points to Mount Mercy's 28. Missouri Valley and Culver Stockton are meeting up right now, and at the half, Culver Stockton is ahead. It's got 29 points to Missouri Valley. In the Grandview-William Penn game, Grandview has got a commanding lead of 41 points to William Penn's 16. In the Clark-Graceland game, it's a little closer, with Clark sitting at 37 points to Graceland's 29. In the Mid-America Nazarene Central Methodist game, as I mentioned, they have not reached the half. The score is now Central Methodist 37, Mid-America Nazarene 19. And with the half in play at Evangel and Park, the Evangel ladies are sitting at 33 points to Park's 24. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 23. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 40. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 24. Mid-30s Saturday and Sunday with mixed precipitation possible at times. Saturday, about an inch of snow. Saturday through Saturday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 31.1 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the west at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 84%. The barometric pressure is sitting at 29.05 inches of mercury. The dew point is 27 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature of 26 out there. Taking a look at radar, it's perfectly clear in the listening area. We do have a little bit of light reflectivity around the cities, but I believe those are in error. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just about a minute.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us, and welcome again to the Collins Center here on the campus of the Baker University in Baldwin City, Kansas, where we're at halftime of the ladies' game, and Baker has a comfortable lead, 36-18 over Benedictine as we get set to go to the second half. Both teams are out of the court doing a little pre-second half warm-up. Right now you got Coach Tori Marullo for Baker with her team huddled up around her. I'm looking to see if it's five, six, seven, probably the front seven, and the other five or six players out of the court. We're doing some bit of a warm-up drills for Benedictine. You can see the coaches right now just trying to find some players who are going to find the range a little bit. for BC. They have been unable to get some of the shots to fall, and it gets very, very frustrating, and sometimes you just got to shake things up a little bit. Again, for Benedictine, what do we got here? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 players have already played in the game for Benedictine. Starters, of course, Jennifer Jacob, Josie Weiser, Twyla Carasquillo, Aaliyah Raines, and Kennedy Nicholson. We've also had Grace Dixon, Kathleen Stanley, Raina Jasper, Michaela Bauman, Riley Wade, Kiana Herrera. A lot of young players out on the court for Benedictine, and there's an opportunity for one of them to light something up and give themselves a bit of a jump start. Talk about the numbers. Benedictine in the opening half, 6 of 29 shooting the ball, hitting 20% of their shots. For Baker, 17 of 27. 63% shooting in the first half. That is a phenomenal and not sustainable kind of a number. Benedictine, from the outside, their numbers are only going to get better. 0 of 7 in the first half. Baker, 2 of 5. At the free throw line, Lady Ravens, 6 of 8. Baker has not taken a free throw yet in the game. Benedictine, in fact, has committed only 5 fouls as a team in the first half. Lady Ravens have turned it over 10 times in the first half, and rebound comparison, 16 for Baker. Benedictine with 10 first half rebounds. Well, that all said, we're set to go to the second half. It will be Baker out there with Tolson, Van Wielden, Katsijanovic, Barrett, Cunningham. Here's a quick shot. It's going to be up, and it's going to be in, and Baker will stretch its lead on the first possession of the second half. The bucket is going to be good by Ainsley Tolson, and she's in double-figure scoring with 10. It is 38-18. And Benedictine puts one up and in on their first possession. A 3 from the outside for BC by Kennedy Nicholson. So Kennedy is going to get her first point of the game, and Lady Ravens maybe finding the range just a little bit. 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. 38-21. The feed underneath stolen away by Josie. Weiser gets doubled up in the backcourt, needs some help, kicks it over to Kennedy, and Nicholson will come into the forecourt, taking it down the right side for the Lady Ravens, steps it over to the edge, gets it over there to Raines. Raines will put it on the floor a couple of times, drive toward the baseline, skip pass across, is going to be bounced into the hands of Baker. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Sophia Barrett. Barrett coming up with the ball, and Lady Wildcats back in control of the basketball, leading it here by some 17 with 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Baker starts left, back and away, comes back over to the right side. To feed to the baseline, looking in. Here's a little left-hand hook shot up, no good. Twyla coming down with a missed shot by Emma Cunningham. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens down the floor with it. Quickly over to the right side. The driving shot, they're going to wave it off. They're going to say, no, not a shot. We're going to get a foul by Baker, and it is going to be on Van Wielden. So Leah will have her first foul of the game, the first foul of the third quarter by either of these teams. Nicholson's going to bring it in, gets it to Josie. Josie cuts left, ninth into the lane, little behind your head shot. It's going to be up, it won't go in. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Baker. We'll update you on some of the scores going on around the conference as most of these games are now moving into the second half. Mount Mercy and Peru State are tied just moments into the third quarter. Valley trails Culver by 3, 36-33. Here's a follow shot down to the baseline. It is going to be up and good. And Tolson with two more. She's having a good start to the second half. That is her 12th point tonight. It is 40-21. Baker in front. William Penn getting just blown out in their game with Grandview 55-20 in the third quarter. Benedictine shot won't go. Raines couldn't get it to fall. Here's a shot from the top. That's a 3 missing. And another rebound, Twyla. Clark starting the third quarter up a dozen on Graceland Central Methodist. up 20-plus over Central Methodist and got the advantage of a 9-point lead over Park going to the second half. First substitution of the second half for Baker will check in. Macy Frost comes back into the game. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. 40-21. Benedictin with a single bucket yet in the second half. Here's a feed underneath. Jacobs falling away. Knocks it in anyway. Jennifer Jacobs has a dozen. And it is 40-23. 6:40 to go in the third. Third quarter moving along pretty quickly. Baker would like to see it move really quickly. Here's a drive to the right side, getting inside Josie. The shot goes up. Weiser over the back with a foul. From behind, swats at the ball, picks up the personal foul. It's going to be her first of the game, Benedictine's first third quarter foul. And Weiser will come out of the lineup for Benedictine. Checking back in for Coach Folsom is going to be Michaela Bauman. So Bauman and Jacobs on the right side, Karis Quillo and Raines on the left side. Nicholson in the backcourt as the first free throw here will be up and good. Ben Wielden hits the first. Second one is on its way. She'll hit the second. And for Baker, those are kind of landmark free throws. They are their first two free throws of the game. And hit them both. Benedictine fighting the pressure, gets the ball up floor. Top side with it is going to be Aaliyah. Raines will swing it over. Bauman, top of the key to Jennifer. Jacobs starts to the right. Goes back over to the left to Raines. Shot clock at 6. Goes all the way back out of top. Shot clock at 4. Got Kennedy's shot is up and batted away. Never got halfway to the rim. Hits the ground. Picked up by Baker. So BC not getting a look. Here's a feed underneath. The uncontested layup is up and good. Coach Folsom on his feet. Is he considering maybe the timeout here? Ben Wielden will get that layup. And for her, it's a half a dozen points, making it now 44-23. Benedictine now trailing it by some 22 points. Topside Jacobs. She'll start left, goes in, shoots from off the block. Two more for Jacobs. She's got 14 points. 44-25. And we're at 5:10 to go, nearly midpoint of the third quarter. And again, Baker brings everybody up. They're all at the free throw line or above. And now they'll quickly drop three, running down each side and one down the middle. And the defender's having to chase him in his player defense. Back off on top, it's going to go. Tolson has it, kicks it back. The shot for three, nope. And the rebound, Benedictine. Aaliyah Raines will bring it down. Nicholson kicks it off on top. Jacobs, she'll turn for a long two. That one no good. And rebounded Chastity Weathers. Baker taking it the other way. Benedictine shooting percentages, I don't believe, have increased much. They're now 9 of 37 shooting the ball. The ball is on the floor, and the Ravens are able to steal it away. Then it gets tied up in a possession arrow. No possession. They're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be called on Baker. It'll be foul number 2 for Van Wielden. Jacobs comes out of the game. Karis Quillo comes out of the game for BC. And BC will, Benedictine will make a couple of substitutions here with 4:20 to go in the third. Over to the right side, Raines. She'll accelerate to the baseline, go through three defenders, brings it off on top. All alone for three, it's wide right. And a rebound underneath again by the 6'3" Baker center from Bosnia. And here comes the Lady Wildcat offense. Benedictine brings Riley Wade and Grace Dixon into the game, by the way. Just updating you on that 5 on the floor for Coach Bowles. So here's a 13-foot jump shot. It is up and good. Knocking that one in, Sophia Barrett, and I've got her at 7 points now. 46-25. 3.5 to go. Third quarter. 3-point shot. Kennedy! Wipe it away. She traveled with it. squaring up. You know how it goes. Sometimes you're going to try to get those feet straight across and get a good push on that shot. Well, Kennedy will turn it over with the travel, and she will not get credit for those three. It's back the other way. It'll go. Here's a 3-point for Baker. That thing was perfect. The net scarcely wiggled. It's down for Macy Frost, her second three of the game, and Coach Folsom will use his third timeout tonight. Taking a break, Joseph. We're in Baldwin City with 3:12 to go in the third quarter. Lady Wildcats all over it. It is Baker 49, Benedictine 25.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Nice crowd for Benedictine. The Ravens have just great support. Doesn't seem to matter where they travel and what distance away they may or may not be. Of course, fortunately for Raven fans from the Atchison area, it's not a terribly long, you know, hour and a half to this contest. And talking to a lot of the people who've come here today, some from the Wichita area or the Flint Hills area, for them, it's even closer to come here than to Atchison. So they're getting some fans coming up from this direction, taking advantage of the opportunity. Ravens playing on the road here tonight. Coming out of the timeout, let's see what the Ravens have hatched up. BC up the floor, little collision. The ball bounces free. It's going to go away. It's going to go out of bounds, but it will be off Baker. Touching that thing last is Lady Wildcat. I got to tell you, the numbers make me struggle a little bit. I'm sure that's Chastity Weathers who had her hand on this. BC brings it in range. Goes into the lane. Dishes it back out on top to Wade. Comes out now. Michaela Bauman, right side. Reigns. The long shot. No. Rebounding it down off the floor. Here comes Baker. Rockets coming up. There was a little double dribble. No whistle. He'll swing back left. 3-point shot. Ripples. As they say, water with that shot. Long range one is up and good. And back up with it will come Benedictine. Tolson hits that bucket, getting her 15th point of the game, and it is now 52-25, 2:20 left this evening. Raina Jasser back out on top. Grace goes right side. Underneath is going to be up and in, Rain. That is Aaliyah's first point of the second half, her first point since the opening quarter, and she's at 6, 52-27. And we're now to 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pass is going to come on top. A little reach in, a little stumble, a foul by Aaliyah. I have that as only her second tonight. No, make it her third. Her third foul tonight. Ravens are going to take out. Let's see who's coming out of the game for Benedictine. Bauman's coming out. Range is coming out. Nicholson is going to check back in. Here's a shot from the left side. No, they're going to pass it up. Skip. Here's a give and go into the middle of the lane. That was really pretty. That was well executed, well done. Another bucket for Towson. Or Aisley Tolson, rather. Minute 45 to go in the third quarter. BC trailing at 54-27. Nicholson goes above the left block. Into the lane. Turning around. It's off the window and no good. We'll get a foul. Reese Dixon, a little turning shot as she was kind of angling across the lane. She will have it been fouled here by Amina. And Amina will have her second foul tonight. It'll be Wildcat team foul three. Benedictine has committed two in this quarter with only a minute 33 to go. Nicholson coming out of the game for BC. Checking back in. for the Lady Ravens is going to be Kathleen Stanley. The first free throw rattles and rattles, and it goes good. Grace gets her first point of the second half. Second free throw is not going to go in. And rebounding it down, Baker. 54-28. And we've got a minute 27 to go. The ball jumps over to the right side. Macy Frost has it. Brings it back to Barrett. Sabina stops right side of the free throw line. Comes back off on top. All the way into the lane. And reaching in, we're going to have a foul. The foul committed for Benedictine by Raina Jasper, the sophomore from Garnett. So Raina has her second foul tonight. Benedictine team foul three in the third quarter with a minute 11 to go. Baker will bring it in again out on top. They'll dish it right, driving baseline, the feet in the middle, the jump shot, no, and a rebound to Benedictine. Maddie Garrison fires it away. Benedictine into the forecourt, Raina Jasper. We're in the last minute of the third. The feet into the middle. Back and in. Losing the handle of the ball. They'll pick it back up. Left side, all alone. Three for Wade, no. Rebound pulled down by Baker. 40 seconds to go to the third. Not like Benedictine has not hit a free throw tonight. They have. They're 1 of 13 at the three-point shot at 7%. Baker takes it down the right side, all the way to the block. It's no good. Foul shot, no good. Rebounding a Benedictine. Dixon, the 6'1 freshman from Manhattan, Kansas, clears it away. Shot clock is off with 15 seconds to play third quarter. Ravens with the ball. They'll go left. The drive. It's up and good. Raina Jasper hits the bucket. And that, Baker will come up the floor. They're going to get a quick shot. They're not. And that is the end of three. We'll be back fourth quarter. Coming up, we're in at Baldwin City. Where after three quarters, it's Baker 54, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 30.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
To go to the fourth quarter of this evening's Lady Raven ball game here on Care Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio, Tom Counts with you here. And okay, Joseph, I'm going to do it. I'm probably going to hex it, okay? I know it's always dangerous to do, but we are running a little bit early. The guys' game, who's normally 7:30 game, could begin even a little early tonight, which would be okay. That said, a look at the scoring. For Benedictine, Jennifer Jacobs, 14. Reigns with 4. 3 apiece, Nicholson and Dixon. 2 each for Jasper, Weiser, Karis Quillo. 54-30. Benedictine with a basketball to begin the fourth quarter. They'll drive down the baseline. In trouble. Falling to the floor. A whistle and a foul. That is going to be on Sophia Barrett for Baker. Sophia will have her second foul tonight. And at 9:46 to play in the game, Benedictine, trailing by 24, will be putting it in play down at the baseline. It'll come in, and BC will have it off on top to Riley Wade. The shot is going to be up from underneath and no good. Wade unable to knock it down, and Baker flying up the court with it. Haley Nunrich will go right side, and she was just going a little faster than she was able to go. Ended up getting both hands in the basketball. Baker will turn it over. For the Lady Wildcats, just looking out here, where they've got only 3 starters on the floor right now. Tolson, Van Wielden, and Cunningham. Weathers and Numrich are in the game also. Here's BC for 3. Off the window! Count it for Kathleen Stanley! Hey, Kathleen says, I'll take that. Stanley, the 5'8 sophomore from Leawood, Kansas. Her first point of the game. 54-33. The shot underneath is no good. And the rebound cleared away by Benedictine and Grace Dixon. Mandy Ravens working around to the left side. Stanley has it, feeds into the middle, so skip it back over to the right. 8:45 to go in the game. Back out top side is going to go. Riley Wade in, up, shot is up, too high. Rebound underneath by Benedictine. Mandy Ravens are going to bring it back out on top. Shot clock to 6. Shot clock to 5. Going to have to get one on its way. The feed across. It's up. A foul with 2 on the shot clock. Benedictine coming to the free throw line. Do you know what you do not see for Benedictine? A starter on the floor with 8:33 to go in the fourth quarter. 54-33, Baker. And coming to the line is Grace Dixon. Free throw? No. Grace will have 1-4 free throw coming her way here. And that one will not go in. She will be 1 of 4 at the free throw line. It is 54, still 33. Wildcats will bring it down. Swing it around to the left side. It's going to be Tolson. Baker out on top, Cunningham. They'll kick it over to the right side. That is going to be Haley Numrich. Kathleen Stanley picking up a personal foul for Benedictine. So Kathleen's going to have her first foul tonight. Benedictine will have its first foul in the fourth quarter. We're at 8:15 to play. BC trailing by some 21 now. Topside with it is going to be Weathers. To the free throw line. Cutting to the right side. Going into the lane. Raymond foul. Our officials coming over here to let us know the foul is going to be on Raina Jasper. It'll be her third this evening. Coming to the stripe for Baker, Emma Cunningham. Emma has not had a free throw opportunity tonight. She's 4 of 9 shooting, 0 of 2 from the outside with 8 points. Cunningham is going to step up here. A 6-foot junior from Andover, Kansas. Free throw, no. Who else is from Andover, Kansas? How about Braden Belt, the Benedictine Guys player? Second shot is up, no good. They're both the same grade in school, so probably played ball at the same time for the Indians. Off the missed free throw, we're going to get a foul called on Baker, and it's going to be on Emma. It is her second. 3 team fouls for Baker here in the fourth quarter. Benedictine has picked up a couple. And we are 8 minutes to play. Josie Weiser will come in. Also into the game is going to be Jacobs, and Weiser tries to feed in the middle. The ball is going to get away, and Benedict is going to turn it over. Kennedy Nicholson has come back in for BC. Also into the game is Kiana Herrera. And rounding up the Raven 5, you're going to find Aaliyah Raines out of Jeff West High School. 7:45 to go. Working over to the right side. No right-hand dribble over here for Macy Frost for Baker. The ball will come all the way to the edge. Wildcats just work on the perimeter, doing a nice job of being patient. They're in no hurry. They've allowed the shot clock to get down to 5, and I'm going to have a turnover right in front of the Baker bench. Benedictine will have it back in play. 7.5 to go in the ball game. It is all Lady Wildcats in this one, leading in the contest 54-33. Right side of the free throw line for Benedictine, Jennifer Jacobs. She'll take it across the free throw line, come back out on top of the range. Aaliyah changes direction, goes in, splits two defenders, has the ball stripped away from her. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Benedictine from down on the baseline. Going back to November the 30th when these two teams played first, it was Benedictine winning it in Atchison 69-64. Not going to be the case here today. We got an elbow thrown and an offensive foul on Jacobs. It was a good call by the official. Jennifer picking up her first foul tonight with 7:09 to play. The last time these two teams met, it was Ainsley Tolson for Baker with 26 points leading the way. Well, Ainsley's still having a great game. She's at, what, 17 here tonight? Benedictine that night was led 20 points for Josie Weiser. Here's a feed to the right side. The ball's going to be stripped away from behind. What a nice block from the back. Cleanly done. No foul called on Aaliyah Raines. Going to go out of bounds. Back to Baker at 6:55 to go and 17 on the shot clock. Some notable absences for the Ravens as the layup off the inbound is missed. And the rebound cleared down by Benedictine. And Baker tries to steal it back and picks up a foul. Foul is going to be on Tosin. Notable absences for Benedictine, who were playing in that earlier game, not playing tonight. You've got people like Allie Kramer. She had 12 points in 24 minutes. She's out with an injury. You've got Kyra Misuraca, 11 minutes of play in that last game, out with an injury. So Benedictine's got some pivotal people who are just not available. Now we're going to have a Raven foul off the ball. Usually I see what happens, but that time I have no idea how Kiana Herrera ended up picking up that foul, but it'll be her second tonight. Benedictine team foul 4. Each team has committed 4. The downside of that is with 6:32 to go, that means every foul brings free throws, and every free throw slows the game. Baker with the basketball around to the left side. They lead by 21. They're going to have it way up top side. Shot goes up, no good. And on the rebound, pulled down by the Lady Ravens. Well done in the middle by Aaliyah Raines, coming from behind. They're going to call a foul on Aaliyah Raines. I thought maybe the Raines had been fouled in that altercation. Yeah, not so much altercation, but scrum for the ball. Here's a free throw up and good. Baker has not missed a lot of shots on the course of the night. Emma Cunningham hits her first free throw of the evening. That'll give her 9 points tonight. Second free throw is up. That gives her 10. It pushes the Baker lead now to 56-33. And we will have a Wildcat timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. What do you say? With only 6:14 to go in the ladies' game, we're in Baldwin City where it's Baker 56, Benedictine 33.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Guys, game coming up here before long, so do not go far. You can go away. We got a Baker player who's lost a contact lens down here, so they're going to attend to her vision. And for some reason, they're going to stop the game and hold it up while she puts the contact back in. Well, that's something else. 6:14 to play in the contest. Working her way back out on the floor for the Wildcats is going to be Weathers. Benedictine's going to bring the ball in play, and Kennedy Nicholson gets it away to Josie. Josie will drive down, feet across, underneath. Jacobs trapped beneath the goal. Comes topside, back over to Nicholson. She lets go of a three and knocks it down. Kennedy Nicholson, her second three of the game. Third three for Benedictine in the evening. It is 56-36. Ravens back to within 20 at 5:49 to go. Wildcats will continue to work this thing around the outside. They'll lob it off into the edge. No room there. Comes back up on top. Cunningham has it. She'll flash up, playing the high post there. Dumps it over to the right side. Backing in is Numerick. Shot is up. No. Rebound. Benedictine. Jennifer Jacobs comes up with a basketball. Brings it up before herself. Goes Herrera over to the right side. Back it goes. Oh, that was pretty movement of the basketball. Count that bucket in the middle for Kiana Herrera. 56-38 and 5:17 to go. And that made Coach Morello a little unhappy leading She will take a timeout. We'll take it with her. 5:15 to go. Baker is taking a timeout. They lead it 56-38.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Ravens coming out on the court, those traveling black with red uniforms, and who do we have coming out here? I see Kiana Herrera and Josie Weiser, who got Aaliyah Raines, Jennifer Jacobs, and Kennedy Nicholson. There's your Benedictine Five as we're just over 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Baker, look out on the floor, and you know what they've done? They put the starting five back out there with 5 minutes to go. Here's a shot up, no good. Ravens rebounded down. I was worry about starting players who come back into a game later in the game. You've cooled down. You've got a chance of something bad happening. BC shot won't go. Baker coming up the floor with it. They'll kick it over to the left side. Driving into the lane. The push on top. The three-point shot is in. Dogging a thing down from outside is Tolson. It is now 59-38, Baker, at 4:29 to play. BC left side, Herrera to Josie. Josie, free throw line. Jacobs heels to the free throw line, facing the top. Back over comes to Weiser. She pulls up, shot blocked, and she's been fouled. The whistle is going to be on Sophia Barrett. Going to be Barrett's third foul tonight. Both teams are over the limit, and coming to the line for Benedictine is going to be Josie Weiser. Josie has 2 points tonight, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. This one is good, 3 of 3. Ravens back to within 20 at 4:12 left. And for Coach Chad Folsom, multiple substitutions at the scorer's table, but the second free throw does not go in. And back up with Wacom Baker. 4 minutes to play. It is 59-39. Baker dumps it over to the right side. That's going to be a new player in the game. That's Marta out there. We've not had a chance to see Marta Konzalaska. Here's a three. No. Rebound. Benedictine had it. Lost it. And let's see against whom the foul is going to be whistled here. The foul is going to be on Baker's Chastity Weathers. Weathers will pick up her third foul, and Benedictine is going to make a four-player substitution, and they're going to make it five in just a minute as soon as Raines gets down to the free throw line. The foul is on Marta. She is a 5'10 freshman from Poland out of Sunrise Academy. Many of you are going to be familiar with Sunrise. Free throw here is up and good. Who was the last Benedictine player from Sunrise Academy? Baquan Clark. Second free throw. Got it. Well done for Lady Ravens' Aaliyah Raines. 59-41 as Raines hits both of those free throws. Here comes Baker. An easy layup and it won't go in, but the follow does. The first shot not happening. The second one is in. And it's a 61-41 lead. And now the steal, taken away by Baker. Down the floor, left side, running shot. Yeah. Baker's a runaway freight train right now. We're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Let's do it with only 3:21 to go in the game. Wildcats, 63, Ravens 41.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? to name a few.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Minutes and 21 seconds of play in this women's college basketball game. Don't forget to stick around the second half of our doubleheader and the guys' game coming up after this one. Baker an 8-18, 4-7 in the conference coming into this one tonight. Looking for what would be a big win for them, and they've just played extraordinary basketball. Okay, hitting 27 of 51 shots so far. So hitting 53% from the floor, 42% three-point shooting, and 4 of 6 at the free throw line. They've just been really, really good. And now Benedictine brings the ball in, and Riley Wade scoots a foot. BC will turn it back over, and Baker will have another offensive possession. On the court for the Lady Ravens now, Riley Wade and Grace Dixon, Michaela Bauman, Raina Jasper, and Kathleen Stanley. Kenny Numerich will bring it off on top. Konsolowska around to the left side. We got a Raven on the floor. Now she quickly gets back up. Cutting into the lane. A few steps taken. No whistle. It'll come back off on top. They'll dump it over to the left. And we're inside 3 minutes to play. Baker taking some time. The beautiful back door and the behind the head layup brings the crowd to its feet. And the Baker team is feeling it. And they should be. Because they're running away with this one tonight. That bucket was by a player who scarcely plays. Haley Nabzinger, a freshman from Blue Valley North High School. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Benedictine topside with it to Stanley. Kathleen to the free throw line. The turnaround shot too strong. Tip for the Ravens, not good. Followed by the Ravens, not in. And now we'll get a Baker foul. All that flurry of activity coming along beneath the Benedictine goal. Official asked the players that the table to step aside. Into the game for Baker. Freshman Hannah Motzinger out of Bishop Seabury High School, right up the road in Lawrence. I think maybe Coach Murillo has completed the bench. I think everyone has played now. With 2:25 left. First free throw, yes. Second free throw also is good. For Michaela Bauman, her first 2 points tonight. It is now 65-43, and we've got 2:15 to go. Over to the right side with it is going to be Elena Dobrakova. Elena is from St. Petersburg, Russia. Here's a driving shot. No. Tipped out of bounds. It will go to Benedictine. We are now under 2 minutes to play. Hope you're enjoying college basketball this evening. You're on KAIRFM, Horton, Atchison. Thought I forgot that, didn't you, Joseph? I surprised both of us. 65-43. Here's Riley Wade, left side. BC will bring it off on top. Stanley, little one-hand pass into the middle to Grace Dixon. Back out on top for Benedictine. Again on the left side. Here's a long two. Air ball. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Dobrakova. The feet underneath. The turnaround shot. Yep. There it is. Dobrakova. She's got two. I think maybe almost every Baker player has scored also, by the way. 67-43. Minute 15 left. Here's a three-pointer for Benedictine. No. Verena Jasper. And we're going to get two free throws coming up here. About this time is when some of the coaches I've known would start pairing them up for the pizzas for the bus ride home, because we're down to 1:09 to play. It is a 24-point game, and a free throw. Even the free throw fought, but that time Grace Dixon won, and it went in. Grace had missed three in a row at the free throw line, and now hits two back-to-back at 67-45. We've got a minute to play. Baker down court. Defense on top by Raina Jasper. Skip pass over to the left side. Back out on top. It goes to Todd Singer. 17-foot jumper won't go in. Offensive rebound. Backing it away. Three-point shot. Looked good. But it was a little bit long. Baker with another rebound. And they'll bring it back out on top and burn a little more time. That's Haley Numbridge with it. Haley starts left, right, down into the corner. She'll go with it. 10 on the shot clock. Jumper's online, but short. And a rebound, BC. Pennington up court, Stanley. Top side it goes, Riley Wade. Long cross court to Garrison. Garrison knives in, dishes back. Grace Dixon got two. Grace Dixon for a pair. 67-47. And we have a few seconds left. Will Baker shoot again? You would think not. And that's going to do it. The final score tonight. Baker's Lady Wildcats 67, Benedictine 47. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, the guys, teams are out of the court now. We're going through a little warm-up prep for the men's game. Coming up shortly here on Care Radio, let's recap the women's contest. Scoring tonight, first of all, for Baker, Ainsley Tolson. One of three double-digit scorers for Baker tonight, 18 points. Macy Frost with 11, and the third double-digit scorer is Emma Cunningham with 10. She followed into Leah Van Wielden, 8 points tonight, half a dozen apiece for both Chastity Weathers and Haley Napsinger. Four tonight for Emma Hadzinohovic and Sophia Barrett. That rounds out the Baker scoring for Benedictine. Four players scored, not as many total points, though. Jennifer Jacobs in double figures. She had 14, followed by Grace Dixon off the bench with 7. Kennedy Nicholson and then Leah Raines, half a dozen apiece. It was 3 for Kathleen Stanley, 3 for Josie Weiser. Raina Jasper, Twyla Carasquillo, Michaela Bauman, Kiana Herrera, each with 2. So for Benedictine, what that means is the Ravens will now go to... Where are they at? They're 6-13 on the season, 3-10 in the conference. Baker increases to 9-8, and they are now 5-7 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. So there you have it. BC tonight just had trouble shooting the ball, 15-52. Baker had no trouble shooting the ball, 29-57. 3-point shots, Baker 5-14, Benedictine 3-16. They got a little better at the end. 3-16 is 18% is an improvement. Free throws a lot for Benedictine. They would not have been nearly this close if they weren't 14-20. And Baker only 4-6. Ravens turning it over 17 times and out rebounded 34-23. Well, that's enough of that. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to let our man, Joseph, in a care studio take care of you. Get the final score of the women's contest. It was the Baker Lady Wildcats, 67, Benedictine, 47. We'll be back here in Baldwin City. Men's College Basketball coming up on Care Radio in 15 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at msccsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.